Children's lens.
There's a secret. I've got my iPad for me. Probably tell you, show you something that's very similar to what you've just seen. That's handy. Did you watch that wee video we've just seen? You're watching it? These people who are going to talk this morning are going to a place in Africa. see that country in red there? Have you ever heard of that? Are you talking this morning? Yeah, of course. It's a country called Burkina Faso. And this is what I found on Google. But it says Burkina Faso means land of honest men. That's great. It says it's a poor country. That's its flag. It's got some cool land. See those outside when you get up in the morning? No? You see what's there? They look like belted Galloways without the other belt. That's one of the local inhabitants I see. Would you like to meet that down the main street? No, it's big, isn't it? I wouldn't want it to be his breakfast. Alright, they've got this park in the middle of the main city. In the heart of the city. Cool. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Gore's got botanical gardens. They're really boring compared to that. It's amazing. Would you want to go there? Yeah? Yeah, you would. Would you want to go there, Ivy? No? You wouldn't get eaten. Well, giraffes don't eat people. Alright. They have attractions as well. But like us, we've got cool places to go and visit in New Zealand, haven't we? But some amazing landscapes there. It's amazing what you find when you Google. We've got land like that up on the west coast, but that looks a long way from the sea. There's some houses. We've been learning about Nehemiah's wall, but there's some other type of wall. I bet those people had a difficult time making that. Right, next one. There's some houses. Does that look like your place? What's the feeling you get about this country? Can you give me some words to describe it? Hot? Different. You betcha. They do have some buildings that look sort of like ours. Does it look like anything like your school or anything? No? What's something different about that building compared to your school or any other building?
It's orange.
It is orange. Yes. Anything else?
It's long.
It is long, yep. The roof is on a strange angle, you're right. Yeah. It doesn't look connected to the rest of the building, does it? If that happened in New Zealand, I think there'd be some serious building violations. The other thing about that is that there's not lots of wires or anything going in. You know, the things that make your power go, or even to be able to, you know, turn on your computer. Pardon? There's no doors. Oh, I'm sure there is a door, but we couldn't see it. There's some of the people. Their clothing is a little bit different to ours as well. I found that. I'm not sure how representative it is of a school in Burkina Faso, but that's quite different from the school that I go to, and I know it's different from the school you go to. And I bet it's different from kindy, eh, Hayden? Yeah. What do you notice something different? Can you even get three differences?
It's small.
It is small. It looks small.
They have a chalkboard.
They have a green board as opposed to a whiteboard. Yep. What do you notice about the people?
They're putting their hands in the air.
I know. People don't do that anymore, do they? Yeah. They are. They're all putting their hands up. What type of people do you notice they all are, apart from the teacher?
Children.
They are all children, yes.
They're bald.
Bald? Yes, well, I think they're sitting here. Are they all boys?
Yeah.
They look like boys to me. Maybe I'll just found a picture of boys' school. But tell me about what's on the floor and what's on the walls and where's their laptops and stuff. It is a poor country, that's right. So they don't have the things that we consider to be necessary when we're learning. So that teacher's doing all the talking, and that's not how it usually works here in New Zealand, is it? At least the kids get a chance to say stuff as well, and then go and do something. Looks like they have to sit down for quite a while. Do those things look comfortable to sit on all day? No.
They look low.
They do look low, don't they? Maybe if you were tall, it would be all right, but if you were short, then it wouldn't be so good.
Bags.
Pardon?
Because they've got no pencils
and stuff. No, they've got no pencils, you're right. Good spotting, Ivy.
There's no uniform.
No, no uniform. Gosh, we've got more than three differences. Oh, well done. Is that how you get to school?
No.
No, is that how Mum might carry the washing or anything?
No.
I don't even know what they're carrying. It's quite hard to see. But they are carrying something that looks heavy, and their roads are quite different too. Carrying what, sorry?
Blueberries.
I don't know if they're carrying blueberries. They've come a long way anyway, if that's where the road is that they've come from. Oh look, there's people just like us. This verse here comes from a book in the Bible called Colossians, and it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, that's what we're supposed to do. Do it as if you're doing it for God, not for people. So whether you're at school here in New Zealand, or whether you're in Burkina Faso, or whether you're in a paddock, or sowing grain, or whatever, do it as if you're doing it for God. Not for human masters. That's a pretty cool verse to remember, eh? Because it doesn't matter wherever you are in the world, you can still get an opportunity to be a Christian, to follow Jesus, and to do what he's given you to do. Now I'm going to finish with one final picture, and it takes a wee moment to work out what he's actually doing. But here is a guy who's taken this verse to the nth degree. I think the birds. And he's riding a very small motorbike that's working hard because there's a puff of smoke coming out the bottom of it. Wow. I don't know what his job is, but I suspect he's going to sell something. To make some money. That's not what we do, is it? To make money. Yeah. Yeah, he's on the other side of the road too.
Small.
It is small. Yeah. Oh, I think that's the side of the road. You can't see the whole picture. Yeah. But it's quite different.
The red side is thin and the left side is like
fat. Yes. I think in Burkina Faso, because it's a French speaking country, they'll have some of the laws, and in France they drive on the other side of the road. So I think he's doing the right thing. He's just got a lot of stuff on his bike. All right. Well, let's just stop for a moment and pray, because the Barr family, they're going to Burkina Faso. So let's just pray for them. God, thank you that you're with us wherever we are in the world, that you give us things to do and that you enable us to do them. Lord, we pray for the sights and sounds and experiences of Burkina Faso, and pray that you would give the Bars all of the resources they need to cope as they go out and face that situation. Lord, I pray that we would know that you give us everything we need to face what we're facing too. In Jesus' name, Amen.